you bribe the right politicians in the right order at the right time, you can trade the nuclear warheads for medicine, and it's not even a crime. $1 on clinical trials, $600 on making you dead. Your leaders aren't evil.
Legal architecture. Bribing politicians is illegal unless you call it lobbying or campaign contributions. Then it's protected speech. Here's the legal architecture for saving humanity using your own ridiculous laws. On Washonia, when we wanted to redirect resources from destruction to medicine, we just did it. The entire process took about a week. We didn't need lawyers because we didn't have lawyers, which is one of the main reasons it only took a week. On Earth, saving lives requires written permission from several governments, a tax classification, a securities exemption, and the approval of a regulatory body named after the thing it fails to regulate. Your Securities and Exchange Commission regulates securities, not security. Your Department of Defense mainly attacks people. Your Department of Justice is where justice goes to take a very long nap. I have studied your laws for 80 years. They are not designed to prevent wrongdoing. They are designed to ensure that wrongdoing happens in the correct font, on the correct form, filed in the correct jurisdiction. Once the paperwork is in order, your species will permit almost anything. This is not a criticism. It is the design parameter that makes everything in this chapter possible. What follows is the legal architecture for curing disease using your own ridiculous laws, which is to say, using your laws exactly as written, just not as intended. On your planet, that's the most legal thing there is. Entity number one, your 501c3 public charity, the Brain. This is your standard nonprofit. The kind that lets the Gates Foundation give you tax-deductible money, which is money the government pretends it never saw, as a reward for doing something the government should have done itself but couldn't because it was busy buying bombers. The Brain runs your global referendum, which is a non-binding educational survey showing 280 million-plus humans want to not die. It funds academic studies proving your system is broken, studies that, I should note, nobody will dispute because the system is obviously broken and everyone knows it. You need the studies anyway, because your species does not act on things it knows until a university confirms them. It runs public awareness campaigns, like this manual you're reading right now, and it builds software, including your decentralized FDA and Wishocracy, which are the tools that eventually replace the grant-writing machine with something that works. What it cannot do is lobby politicians, mostly. A 501c3 can do limited lobbying under the no substantial part test, but it's easier to let the next entity handle it. On your planet, there's a legal distinction between teaching people facts and suggesting people act on those facts. It means nothing in practice, but the IRS cares deeply about it, and the IRS is the one organization on Earth less fun to argue with than death. Why a U.S. 501c3? Because it unlocks foundation grants. A non-binding educational survey is clearly educational. The clue is in the name. Entity number two, your 501c4 social welfare org, the Sword. This is your political advocacy arm. Donations are not tax deductible, which is the price of being allowed to have opinions. On your planet, having opinions about where money goes costs money. Not having opinions is free. This explains a great deal about your civilization. The sword takes the referendum results from your brain and weaponizes them. Unlimited lobbying, voter mobilization of 280 million plus referendum participants, and the kind of political pressure that makes politicians sweat through their suits. Your species invented an organizational form specifically for telling politicians what to do. Then you made a different form for everything else. Then you made it illegal for the two forms to talk to each other, except through carefully worded press releases, which is how they talk to each other. Entity number three, the Victory Corporation, the Engine. This is a standard for-profit corporation, designed to speak the only language Wall Street understands, which is money. Other languages Wall Street claims to understand include sustainability, stakeholder value, and corporate responsibility, but it's been faking comprehension of these for decades and nobody has noticed. Or rather, everyone has noticed and nobody has cared, which on your planet is the same thing. The engine issues victory incentive alignment bonds, 272% target returns, uses $1 billion to fund lobbying and campaigns, and administers the treaty treasury infrastructure, investor payouts, reporting, compliance, and the operating machinery it is legally allowed to run. It is not the entire IAB stack. The scoring, electoral, and post office incentive layers stay firewalled in separate entities, because on your planet, the difference between systematic incentive design and obvious bribery is mostly whether the lawyers separated the entities correctly. It is, in short, the part that makes rich people richer for making sick people better. On Wishonia, this arrangement would be considered bizarre. On Earth, it's the only arrangement that produces results. Why Delaware? More corporations than humans live there. Your Supreme Court decided that companies are people who can talk, and talking is spending money. This sounds like satire, but is actually constitutional law. Delaware has made itself the place where imaginary people go to be born, which is a sentence that sounds like it was written by a mentally unwell person, but is in fact a precise description of American corporate law. Entity number four, your Decentralized Institutes of Health Foundation, the SOL. This is the parent organization, based in Switzerland, where your species keeps its most valuable things and its least valuable opinions. The Swiss have avoided war for over 175 years by holding everyone's money. Even Hitler couldn't make them pick a side. If you're building something designed to survive hostile governments, put it in the country that survived all of them by being too useful to invade. The foundation owns 100% of Victory Corporation, ensuring profit serves mission instead of the other way around, which is what happens when you don't do this, as demonstrated by every hospital chain, insurance company, and pharmaceutical firm that started with noble intentions and ended up maximizing shareholder value, which is corporate for forgetting why you exist. It accepts international grants. Its legal charter is permanently locked to ending war and disease, which means no future board can wake up one morning and decide the real mission was luxury condos all along. And it sits in a neutral jurisdiction for treaty coordination, because coordinating an international treaty from a country that is party to the treaty is like refereeing a football game in which you're also the quarterback. Why one organization pretending to be four? Each entity does only what's perfectly legal in its jurisdiction. Combined, they do what's impossible with a single structure. This is like a relay team where each runner is only allowed to run on a specific type of surface, so you need four runners for four surfaces, and the baton is billions of dollars. The firewalls matter more than the entities themselves. Charitable funds never touch political operations. The IRS is watching. Political funds never touch bond proceeds. The SEC is watching. International funds stay firewalled from U.S. political spending. The FEC is watching. Separate bank accounts, separate staff, separate lawyers. Everyone watches everyone. This is called compliance, and it's the most expensive form of distrust your species has invented, which is saying something, because your species has invented a lot of expensive distrust. The ACLU, NRA, and Planned Parenthood use this same structure. It works for protecting gun rights, reproductive rights, and civil liberties. You just haven't pointed it at disease yet. The General Staff. Victory Corporation employs your core team, raises your capital, and executes your strategy. Your species spent thousands of years perfecting how to coordinate mass killing. Time to plagiarize that homework for the opposite purpose.
The organizational structure borrows from your military because your military is the only institution on Earth that has successfully coordinated millions of humans toward a single objective, even if that objective was the wrong one. G1 handles personnel, keeping track of humans, which is harder than it sounds. G2 handles disease intelligence, deciding which diseases die next, which is a sentence your species should have been saying for decades, but wasn't because nobody was coordinating. G3 handles operations, running your decentralized FDA clinical trials, which is the only part that actually cures anything. G4 handles logistics and treasury, managing your victory bond money, counting it, moving it, resisting the urge to steal it, which requires a surprising amount of institutional design. G5 handles plans and strategy, thinking about next year while everyone else panics about next quarter. And G6 handles signal and communications, which is propaganda, which is the reason you're reading this instead of doing something useful. The Foundation watches the Victory Corporation to make sure profit stays on its leash. Mission drift happens to every for-profit entity eventually. It's like entropy, but for mission statements. The only defense is a nonprofit owner with a locked charter and a very long memory. Securities Law, a section named after oranges. Your entire securities regulation framework traces back to a man selling oranges in Florida. This is, genuinely, how the most powerful economy on Earth decides what money is. On Wishonia, we find this charming in the way that you find a child's drawing charming. It's technically wrong, but it clearly means well. The plan. Start with Regulation D, rich people only, because your laws allow rich people to lose money on speculative investments, but protect poor people from the opportunity to make money on speculative investments, which your species calls investor protection, and I call a very specific kind of cruelty. Expand to Regulation CF, or crowdfunding, and A+, everyone else. Full Know Your Customer, or KYC, and Anti-Money Laundering, or AML, compliance throughout, because you need to verify that nobody uses your disease-curing bonds to launder money from their disease-causing enterprises, which is a real concern given that several of your largest industries do both simultaneously. Election Law, a section about legal bribery. You already know your Supreme Court decided that money is speech, see Delaware, where imaginary people are born fluent in it. Your First Amendment protects the right to petition your government, which means spending unlimited money telling politicians what to do. The text's authors would find this reading creative in the way that a teacher finds a student's excuse creative when the dog allegedly ate the homework. The one rule your species enforces seriously: foreign nationals can't spend money on U.S. elections. Violating this gets you federal prison, not a fine. American money touches American elections. International money touches everything else. They never mix. This is the one firewall where your species chose prison over paperwork, which tells you exactly how much your politicians care about foreign influence compared to how much they care about domestic corruption. Domestic corruption, fine. Foreign corruption, prison. The corruption itself, identical. The distinction, nationalism. For the full details on super PACs, the foreign national firewall, and international compliance, see Election Law. Treaty Framework. The 1% treaty is a formal international agreement, like the ones your species already signs about postal rates and fish, except this one redirects military spending to clinical trials. Apparently more controversial than fish, which tells you everything about your species' priorities. For the full treaty structure, ratification process, and enforcement mechanisms, see 1% treaty. Risk mitigation, when they come for you. When you threaten trillion-dollar industries by curing disease cheaply, powerful people notice. They notice the way a bear notices you've sat on its children. The question is not whether they'll attack. The question is which attack vector they'll use first, and whether your lawyers bill more per hour than theirs, which is how legal disputes are actually decided on your planet, despite what they teach in law school. Securities fraud is the obvious one. Your defense? Full compliance from day one, in multiple jurisdictions, documented so thoroughly that investigating you feels like auditing a library. Election law violations are the second. Your defense? Complete segregation of funds, plus a constitutional challenge ready to file. Because money is speech, and your Supreme Court said so. And once your Supreme Court says something, it stays said for decades, regardless of whether it makes sense. Tax evasion is the third. Your defense? Pay every penny, voluntarily, enthusiastically, more compliantly than churches, and nobody audits churches. RICO and conspiracy charges are the fourth and the most creative. Your defense? Everything is public. This manual is public. You're reading the conspiracy right now. It's hard to prosecute a plan published in paperback, distributed globally, and available in audiobook format for people who prefer their conspiracies read aloud. The broader strategy is simple. Top firms in every jurisdiction, former regulators on retainer, they wrote the rules so they know where the rules get tired and stop paying attention, and compliance so perfect that investigating you produces nothing except billable hours for your opponent's lawyers, who will eventually tell their clients to stop because the meter is running and the library is boring. Follow every rule so perfectly that nobody martyrs the boring. Boring is your best defense. Your species has a long history of persecuting the interesting and ignoring the tedious. Be tedious. Be so tedious that the prosecutors fall asleep before they find anything, and when they wake up, the treaty has already passed, and the diseases are already being cured, and the money is already flowing, and by the time anyone objects, objecting would mean taking medicine away from six people, which is the one thing your politicians cannot do on camera. If the courts scale anyway, you have international arbitration, regulatory capture, former SEC commissioners are surprisingly affordable, like vintage furniture, and 280 million referendum participants who make politicians reconsider their entire careers. This entire strategy uses the exact same legal structures that currently enable tax avoidance, dark money, and corporate welfare. The tools of corruption repurposed for medicine. The loopholes meant for billionaires will fund medicine for billions. Your species built a legal system with more loopholes than walls, and then acted surprised when people walked through the loopholes. The surprise is not that loopholes exist. The surprise is that nobody walked through them carrying medicine until now. Legal disclaimer, the part your lawyers insisted on. This chapter is not legal advice. Hire lawyers who understand that legal and unprecedented are not mutually exclusive. If your lawyers tell you this can't be done, get better lawyers. Thank you so much for taking the time to end war and disease. But if at any point you decide you're too busy, please press the share button on your glowing rectangle in case one of your friends have a free afternoon to end war and disease instead. And if you're too busy to even do that, please leave a really, really, really good rating and review so we overcome the pro-war algorithmic suppression and find someone with more spare time for ending wars and diseases. The good review doesn't have to be true. They don't check. But if you're too busy to even do that, the absolute least you could do is take 15 seconds to go to warondisease.org and make your wishocratic allocation, telling us what fraction of humanity's resources should go to explosions versus clinical trials, and vote. If the 1% treaty passes, your vote will be personally to blame for saving 38.4 lives and preventing 6.9 million hours of suffering. Go to warondisease.org right now. Love you. Bye.